We want to turn now to the story of the shootings at Northern Illinois University last week. The killing of 5 students there last Thursday are another reminder of how vulnerable we are to gun violence in public settings. Already this year, there have been shootings at a city council meeting in Missouri, a strip mall near Chicago, a restaurant in Maryland, and a college campus in Louisiana. While unsettling in any circumstance, these shootings are particularly disturbing when they occur on college campuses, jeopardizing the lives of youths in a place that most people consider a place of sanctuary and care. Joining us to talk about this is Scott Poland, associate professor at the Center for Psychological Studies at Nova Southeastern University in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's led or served on crisis teams after 11 school shootings. Welcome. Thanks so much for talking to us.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Dr. Poland, after these incidents, people often say the killer fit a certain profile, that this is a person with erratic behavior or showed a tendency toward violence. But in this case, in Northern Illinois University, that doesn't seem to be the case. So what does this tell us about the types of individuals who might be capable of this kind of crime?
Well, I think it's too early to make many conclusions about this perpetrator. But certainly we need to recognize that our own Secret Service did study 37 school shootings at the middle school and high school level and found a definite pattern of the perpetrators being bullied. The majority of them were suicidal. They almost all talked about what they were going to do, and revenge was clearly the motive. And they have announced plans to study college shootings now as well.
Now, as you mentioned, there's still a lot we don't know about this young man at Northern Illinois University. But when you're saying that there's such a pattern of sort of being suicidal and so forth, does that suggest that there needs to be more attentiveness on the part of what? Teachers, faculty, administrators, counselors, for
yes,
people who are exhibiting these symptoms? What should they be doing? What should all of us be doing?
Well, absolutely. Here at Nova Southeastern University, we have an important crisis prevention training project where we are providing prevention information to all faculty and all students about warning signs. We also have a threat assessment committee that looks at troubled students and makes recommendations. I believe the smartest decisions in education are always made by a group of people, and it's important that we all think prevention and that we make sure that mental health services are available to all troubled individuals in America, and especially students.
In this instance, again, a lot we don't know, but it has been reported that he had stopped taking medication. We don't know what medication, and that seems to have had an effect on his behavior. Now, this man was an adult. He's 27 years old. What can one do in a situation where family members observe that medication isn't being taken, that there might be some adverse effect? Is there anything you can do?
Well, I think it's very important that we always try to get individuals that are troubled back to the physicians and psychologists who have treated them. And we very carefully monitor their behavior. And I really think the best prevention in America relies on knowing students, knowing them well, close connections between faculty with students at all levels. And frankly, we have to acknowledge that most violent incidents at schools have not been resolved by law enforcement, and we need to know our students and know them well.
Of all the cases that you've worked on, and I mentioned you've been a sort of a response team in 11 of them, is there one that you would point to as being particularly instructive on how we might best manage these situations or better manage them in the future? Because obviously what we're most interested in is prevention. Obviously after the fact, you know, dealing with trauma is one thing, but what I think what most people are interested in is preventing these kinds of things.
Well, absolutely. Here's a quote for you. The young man in San Diego who shot 15 people said at his trial, "You know, I told 40 of my friends what I was going to do and when. You would have thought at least one of them would have tried to stop me." And it's very important that any time somebody is threatening homicide or suicide, that we not keep that a secret, that we work with mental health professionals and adult and university leaders. I think the other sad thing that we need to realize is that after tragedies like this, unfortunately, the suicide rate goes up, and suicide is already the second leading cause of death for the college-age population in America. And we need to make certain that we have not just initial assistance in Northern Illinois over a few days or a few weeks. There needs to be help for months and perhaps even years to come.
Thank you so much. Scott Poland is crisis coordinator and an associate professor at Nova Southeastern University. He's responded to many of these incidents as part of a national crisis response team. Professor Poland, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.